This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulscher hanging out. Mary Goulet, what's up, baby? Mary Goulet, how are you? Looking very lovely today. Richie O'Che, what's up, baby?
How's it going?
All right. And Wade's holding it down in the studio over there as he's running between all sorts of interesting stuff. And speaking of interesting stuff, man, we are sounding off today. And I love the sound off. The sound off is one of my favorite parts of the whole show. Do you guys love the sound off? Are you digging on the sound off?
Or, I like sound off.
You like sounding off?
I wouldn't mind a whole hour of it.
A whole hour of sound
off. Me too.
All sound off.
Yes.
All the time. We could do like 24/7 sound off. Then maybe that's a little overkill. But yeah, maybe an hour. All right. So lots of interesting things going on. And not the least of which is just a big, huge thank you to those who have been rating and reviewing and subscribing to the podcast edition of our show, which, as you know, is live right now. But you can join us every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific, live on reinventionradio.com. Join in the fun, 866-977-2346. And you can hit number 2 on that and call us because we want to hear from you. We love you guys and we want to hear from you. But thanks to all those who have been, as I said, subscribing and rating and reviewing the podcast version. We had a banner month there in January. Actually had our best month ever of folks listening and downloading and new folks joining in the fray. So if you're a new listener to Reinvention Radio, then welcome. We are really glad you're here. And I think you're going to enjoy today's show. Make sure you check out the shows that come on after this, including Move It Forward Monday and What Is Your What Wednesday and Soulful Sunday.
Soulful Sunday.
And, and of course, we've always got let's just call it a litany. We've got a great litany of guests who always join us. And today we've got a pretty cool lady who's going to be joining us. And that'll be a lot of fun as we talk about parenting and life skills and so on. And Lord knows that I probably needed her a long time ago because my children are screwed. So I should have...
Lena's doing the good work.
Lena's doing the good work. Yeah, she's doing much better work in the world than I am as far as that goes. So that'll be really interesting. But speaking of interesting things, lots going on in the world, lots to talk about. Not the least of which is, I don't know about you, but my son Xavier became a vegetarian about a year ago now. And my wife was a vegetarian for about 16 years. Did you ever toy with being a vegetarian, Mary? Is that, or, because you eat really well now, but vegetarian, you know, yes?
No. I'm Minnesota meat and potatoes girl.
And as well, you should be, because, I mean, that's what God intended. God intended us for you to meat. I think that was one of the, which commandment was that? Let us eat meat? That was one of the.
Get away from that apple.
Get away from that apple. Eat some pig. And speaking of pig, if you're a vegetarian, this is probably where you just go, yeah, okay, whatever, Steve, I'm not really listening to you. But if you're not a vegetarian, then odds are good you probably eat some bacon. Because who doesn't like bacon? I mean, really, like bacon makes everything better. Unless, of course, you don't eat swine and then it makes nothing better for you at all. You might be one of those people that like, you ever meet those people who like, I'm not a vegetarian, but I don't eat swine and I don't eat red meat. And then they're like just chicken and like fish kind of people. I don't know. It's like,
I was a vegetarian for 6 years.
How do you justify eating chicken and fish but not eating red meat or swine? Like, I don't get it. Like what?
It's pretty easy. Like for me, I can just tell you my reasoning. I didn't grow up on a farm. So first off, I didn't see this whole, you know, like our last guest last week.
Yeah, farm to table.
Farm to table, yeah. I didn't experience that. So for me, going to an actual slaughterhouse one time.
Ooh, that'll do it.
And hearing the screams of the cow that sounded nothing like a moo.
Oh my gosh.
Changed my whole everything about it.
Yeah, that would probably do it.
And it was, you know, and then I see blood on the ceiling and everywhere and just like the whole, it was the process of it that did it for me. And then, you know.
So, that'll do it for anybody.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if
you put any meat eater in that environment. I don't think they're ever going to eat another piece of meat.
I mean, why did Xavier stop? He probably started realizing that was animals.
Yeah, and he's a very sensitive young man. So. Yeah. Yes, Mary. Yeah. So
when I'm eating again, by the way.
Yeah. I
just had a burger.
Welcome back to the good side.
Pregnant, I can't remember which baby. I could not look at chicken, could not look at meat.
Really?
It just, yeah.
Just made you feel yuck?
Yeah. It was,
oh, man.
But then, later, And Sterling has not, she's more of a pescatarian now.
Pescatarian. Yeah, that's what Xavier had a piece of sushi the other day. And he was like, I don't know if I should do it. I was like, just eat it, man. You know, it's like,
it's rice.
It's rice and mostly and a little bit of smush in there, and you'll be fine. So I think he's leaning towards being a pescatarian. But I bring all of this up because for those of us who are fans of the swine and bacon in particular, and by the way, I have to tell you, when you look at all the things they're doing with bacon now, we got a lot of creative people, or we've got a lot of people who have nothing but time on their hands. And I'm thinking maybe it's a combination of the
two. Yeah, did you see those guys on YouTube that everything they cooked, there was like three guys, it was everything was bacon. So if they had a salad, it was a bacon salad. Oh. If they had dessert, it was a bacon dessert. Everything. And it was like over the top funny.
You're jumping out of your chair there. You're a bacon fan, right? Well, I mean, you've got to be a bacon fan. How could you not be a bacon fan?
Salt and fat.
What's not to like?
Exactly. Our brains are programmed to crave salt and fat. Bacon is adding salt and fat to whatever you want salt and fat added to.
Not to mention that wonderful smell.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the scary thing for my bacon lovers out there. Bacon, frozen pork belly inventory specifically, is at the lowest level in 50 years. 50 years. So all that creative baconry is like leading to people consuming, evidently, more and more bacon. Or global warming is just killing off all the pigs. I'm not really sure what it is, but something's going on here because bacon, like I guess they call it frozen pork belly inventory. And there are 17.8 million pounds right now of frozen pork belly inventory, which is the lowest level since 1957. So supply and demand. So what's going to happen?
Are you getting the futures of pork belly?
We're going futures of pork. This is the stock tip, see?
Commodities.
And who said you can't make any money listening to Reinvention Radio? Commodities, exactly. Buy pork bellies. Because in August of 2016, you could get, and this is, I don't even know how they figure this stuff out, but 200 pounds of boxed and cut pork bellies sold for $81.17. So in August of 2016, 200 pounds of boxed and cut pork bellies sold for $81.17. Want to guess what it was at the last, I guess, whatever that last pricing event would be, whether that's January or December or something like that. I'm not sure. What if you had to guess, what do you think that 200 pounds of box and cut pork bellies is selling for right now? Without looking at my piece of paper.
I'm just looking at you, you're tapping the paper, and I'm like, oh, there are the answers.
Okay, so if you didn't see the piece of paper, what would you have guessed? All right, wait, how about you? You can't see the piece of paper. You got a whole other studio over there. $81.17 in August of 2016. What do you think that at last pricing, a 200 pounds of boxed and cut pork bellies
$157.36.
Oh, that's pretty good. What, Richie, what do you think? Did you see it? You saw it?
I wasn't looking at it.
You didn't see it. You didn't see it.
I would say like $137.
Okay, so we got $157.
And 36 cents.
And 36 cents.
We're just making up numbers.
I'll say 63
we're totally just making up numbers. And we got 137.36. And Mary Goulet, what do you think?
171.
She's brilliant.
She is
so
brilliant.
Smart.
She can't do math.
Oh, man, that's funny.
But you know what?
Yeah, that's like double. That's more than double.
Yeah,
pigs are like, start collecting pigs.
Start collecting pigs as pets. That's what I was going to ask. What are the stats on the livestock?
I don't know, right?
I mean that's something to consider because if they're dwindling,
right?
Then that's going to keep going.
We should open a pig farm. We should do a Reinvention Radio pig farm. Like, I mean, that's how we're going to fund this whole thing.
So many businesses.
Out of this show.
Yes.
No, we've talked about starting so many businesses.
If you had a pig farm, you could double up with your wife's new business.
The funeral, right?
Pigs can eat dead people that can't afford to pay for their funeral.
Wait a minute. So that's like a natural burial kind of thing. What was that movie? There was a movie.
Oh, there was. What
was the movie where they threw... Wait, what was the movie where they threw the guy into the pig farm and the wild pigs... Ate the dude. Do you remember?
Is that Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels? Or maybe one of those types
of movies.
You know, that guy made like several of those movies about England and the gangsters in England.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember in one of those movies, Feed Him to the Pigs was...
That was a Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. That might have been it.
right? Yeah.
So there, so Rich, you are a genius. So
was
that's
it
what
a
we'll
Jack
do.
Jack Reacher movie.
Jack Reacher?
I think I read
the book
on it. I don't
know if I've ever seen
it. I'm sure it's in multiple
movies. It's a Jack Reacher movie.
Everyone kind of knows.
Or a book.
This.
At least
right?
A book.
But that's got to be like, if you're going to talk about like a really bad way to go. And by the way, I thought I was going to die last night. I must have had like a bad thing of bacon. You ever get that thing where like you've got like the chills and the sweat so bad and like you're sitting on a can and you don't know like which end whatever's going to come out? That,
wow.
That was like,
uh-oh.
Thank you.
That's
that was
a, thanks for the visual.
I had a bad piece of bacon evidently yesterday. That's where this is all coming
you're
from.
You're not supposed to try to eat the whole 200 pounds in one setting.
Is that what happened? All right. It's all making sense to me. But literally, I didn't know if I was going to make it in today because of a bad piece of bacon,
something's
I think.
Something's going around.
It's still a damn good deal. I'll buy
200.
I'll buy 200 pounds for $171.
Right? I know. It seems in the scheme of things like it's a pretty fair. So there we go. So you heard it here first on Reinvention Radio. We are not going to short pork bellies. We are going to long pork bellies. So that's your plan. And whatever you
we're
make,
good financial we're, advice. Show.
Yes, this is and please. Don't listen to anyone else other than us for your financial advice. So all we want is 50%. That's all we ask for. Oh,
right.
Man. There we go. Okay, so that's how we're going to fund Reinvention Radio from this point forward. All right, guys. Oh, man, that's always a good topic. Talking about bacon here. We'll talk to you next time on Reinvention Radio. Talk soon.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Looking to be a successful entrepreneur? The virtual assistant industry continues to be a top choice for those looking to start their own business. The problem can be how to become a virtual assistant. Many turn to the Bible of the VA industry, the book, Virtual Assistant, the series, and it's the perfect guide for office managers, executive assistants, and other administrative professionals looking to make the transition from employee to successful business owner. Go to vatheseries.com to get your copy today.